Athletes like Keith and Aaron Smart aren't the only ones who've spent countless days preparing for the games. NBC will carry 1,210 hours of programming across 7 different channels. Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein has more on what this year's coverage is going to look like.
It will take the endurance of a runner, the precision of a marksman, and the will of a champion swimmer. No, I'm not talking about the Olympic pentathlon. It's the skill set of the TV viewer who plans to take it all in. The numbers are astonishing. NBC and its sister channels will show 3 times as much Olympic programming as it did when the games were in Sydney in 2000. NBC-owned Spanish channel Telemundo alone will show nearly 170 hours, about the same amount of time the Atlanta Games received in their entirety 8 years ago. Like a Greco-Roman wrestler, NBC's parent company General Electric has trained for the games by bulking up. But instead of steroids, the company bought more channels to showcase more sports. Telemundo, Bravo, and USA have been acquired since the last Olympics, joining MSNBC and CNBC in the menu of viewing options. Now even more obscure sports like handball will get their due. But perhaps the most promising channel NBC has to offer is the high-definition TV feed that over 100 of the network's affiliates around the country will be carrying. The pageantry of the Olympics was practically tailor-made for HD television. If there's any algae in the pools, the crystal clarity of the picture will pick it up. Don't be surprised if this summer marks the big boom this technology has long awaited in the consumer market. There are plenty of other ways Olympic coverage will seem different than in years past. NBC has pledged to put less emphasis on America's medal haul and give the coverage a more international flavor. It's a move in the right direction that caters to a multicultural America. Also not as prominent this year will be those sappy biographical segments on the onerous odds each athlete has overcome. NBC went to the well so many times on these stories that they've become a cliché. The competitions themselves deserve to take center stage. Truth be told, I'll probably stick closest to MSNBC, because the stories that interest me most at the Olympics are not the sports themselves. From the illegal drug scandals to the looming threat of terrorism, straight news just might indicate the most memorable moments are taking place off the field. Despite the blanket coverage, the diehard fan won't ever feel like they are truly there in Athens. Blame that on a condition not even technology could overcome. The 7-hour time difference between Greece and the eastern U.S. There will be some live windows, but it will take an extremely dedicated viewer to take them all in. When all is said and done, watching the Olympics has gotten so complicated it could qualify as an event in itself.
Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter.